Welcome to today's podcast. I am so excited to have our See, Hear, Love podcast today. This is a space that we've cultivated where we get to slow down long enough to notice what God might be doing already amongst us, within us, and in this world that is moving pretty fast, faster than our souls can keep up. Attention has become one of our most precious resources. And we get notifications that compete for our attention, and expectations demand our attention. And often without realizing it, we find ourselves everywhere at once, except for fully present. So today we get the joy to explore this topic of the wonder of being fully present and what happens when we stop rushing past the moments that God has intended for us as sacred. How does presence reshape the way we encounter God and serve others and live out our calling? And I'm super grateful today to be joined by Reverend Dr. Sabrina Jordan de Rosario. She's lead pastor of Wesley Chapel Free Methodist Church in Toronto. And Sabrina, I'd love for you to introduce yourself to our community.
Thank you so much. It's just amazing to be here. I'm really excited and privileged to be spending this time with you and with friends out there. My name is Sabrina, and Toronto is home. I grew up and was born in India, and I've been in Toronto since I was a little girl. And I pastor a beautiful community, Wesley Chapel, and it's been almost 30 years of ordained ministry.
You are a pioneer. That is amazing. Over 30-year ministry in this. Oh, wow. We need an episode on that next episode.
Let's do it over another cup of coffee. I'm married. Married later in life, much later in life, to a wonderful man named Terry. We're entering into our 12th year of marriage and family life and ministry. Terry works with me, actually. He's my administrative assistant, which at times can be interesting, but where we co-minister together. So we see each other every day, but it's wonderful. He's a great partner in ministry. And while we don't have children, I do have four beautiful grown stepchildren and two step-grandsons. And so my life is full. We take care of my parents at home, and we have the cutest dog named Carly.
Oh,
a little life in a nutshell.
Wow. Well, we've gotten to chat just a couple times through our emails and then online. And from the little bit that I'm getting to know you, and I love the fact that I get to share you with this community of See, Hear, Love. Your life and your ministry invite us to rediscover what it means to show up. Show up with God, show up with people, and with ourselves. And so I just want to encourage our listeners that if you're driving, if you're walking, if you're folding laundry, or if you're just taking a quiet moment today, take a deep breath with us today. We're going to really slow down and step into the wonder of being fully present. And so as we talk about this, it sounds simple, but it feels like increasingly rare, Sabrina. I'd love to start off with, like, personally speaking, when you hear the phrase being fully present, what does that mean for you, especially in the context of ministry?
Right. If you were to have asked me that 5 years ago, I'd have been stressed out by that question. I really would have been stressed out because, let's face it, life, and especially as women, the responsibilities that we carry, there are to-do lists everywhere. I mean, I literally had little sticky notes everywhere, whether it's at home or in the car or in the office or on my computer, just saying, okay, Sabrina, here's what you need to do. Like, you got to get this done, get that done. And so I think I was living a very fruitful but fragmented life, to be honest. And good ministry, good opportunities, good people. But the truth is, I got convicted pretty hard one day when I was leaving a pastoral visitation and driving home on the famous 401 traffic. And I just paused and I thought, I don't really remember what that meeting was. Like, I was just physically there, But was I really there? Because even though I was hoping I was in the moment and giving this person my attention, I was thinking about what was next, right? So I realized at that moment, something had to give, right? Something had to give. And it wasn't just a matter of giving myself a pep talk. It was a matter of saying, Jesus, there must be something more here. There must be something more. What are you calling me to do here as a pastor or as a woman, a believer? And I think being fully present, it came down to the Holy Spirit saying, Sabrina, are you giving people your undivided attention? Are you so busy doing and filling the tasks and the check, you know, checking off the box that you're going to the motions rather than just really giving someone you and your time and your presence and your heart? So that was so significant. And I continue to have those convicting moments because believe me, I haven't made it. Like, I'm still a work in progress, right? I think we all are. I think anyone who says, I've got it, figure it all out, and the wonder of being present is probably, you know, doing their best. But I think we would be less than truthful to say that we've got it made. And so I realized, Anne, that what God was calling me to at that time and continues to call me into is to be attentive instead of just always thinking I have to be productive.
Yeah. It seems like the world constantly pulls our attention in 100 directions. And so I'm curious of how you've seen in our distracted, very fast-paced culture that impact of the way we show up for God and for one another. So when you have been fully present, what does that look like?
Yeah, no, really. I mean, one of the best things in your life is this. Right? My cell phone, like I feel like I have to constantly be physically present to my phone, right? Because people are contacting me and texts and emails and, you know, hey, you didn't answer me right away type of thing, you know? And I think right now in this fast-paced world, in this world that almost you can't help but fall into this thing of being distracted all the time, and not necessarily by bad things. They're all probably really good things, but you're distracted nonetheless or mentally elsewhere. I think that being present means listening deeply, right? Listening deeply and to the Spirit, you know, to God and to one another. And then I'm compelled also to pray attentively, you know, like to just really mark my words and soak in those words that I am offering to the Lord or offering on behalf of someone else or praying with someone else and not just, oh, if we have to close this down prayer, let's pray over this situation, right?
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm a chatterbox, okay? I love to chat. I love to chat with people. I love talking. But, oh, my, I have been pressed to sit in silence as well, right? So even last night I had someone, you know, talk to me about a really difficult situation they were experiencing, and the problem solver in me was ready to jump in with solutions. And I thought, oh, I'm doing this talk tomorrow. I better practice what I preach, right?
So, right.
Like, listen to this person.
Yeah.
You know, listen to her. Sit and let her speak. Don't interrupt, you know? And those are some of the practical things for me that I've had to, and it practical and practice, right? It takes practice, especially for my personality. It just doesn't come easily, right? Because I love to interact and whatnot. So I hope I'm answering that question correctly. But in a world that's pulling you from all over, I think the Holy Spirit is inviting us to almost wait with people, watch with people, pray with people, right?
Right.
Instead of always rushing through, trying to solve.
Wow. Well, it really does feel like in our world, this concept of being fully present is really countercultural. The idea of being just present with people and with ourselves and with God. And so I would love us to look at scripture for guidance. Where do you see this idea of presence being most clearly lived out in the life of Jesus? Because we expect God to be present with us. So we're just like, he's not distracted. And so how does Jesus live out this idea of presence?
And I love what you just said. Jesus is not distracted. Jesus is not hurried. So I just want to, you know, there's a sermon right there. You know, that's really, really good. Thanks so much for after Easter sermon ideas. I think, you know, when you ask that question, I think it just leads naturally to Jesus is the ultimate example or the picture of what it means to be present. I mean, God with us, right? Incarnation. I mean, and he pitched his tent on earth, right, to be with you and to be with me,
amen.
Right? And I mean, I just feel like, gosh, I don't have to look very far for an example in life and scripture to see who has ultimately role modeled that, and that is Jesus. And I mean, and there's throughout the Gospels, I mean, you know, he took time to be with little children. The disciples were ready to say, hey, take a hike. We're busy here. He's like, don't hinder them. I'm going to spend time with these little boys and girls, these little rascals probably all over him, you know, and be present with them at their level when the adults in the room had other things planned for him, right? And imagine what that spoke to those kids. I'll tell you that.
It's
probably
so beautiful.
Right. I was a children's pastor for many, many years. So it doesn't, you know, it goes deep with me for us being present for children, and Jesus was. And I mean, I think about Mary and Martha. You know, we just finished a series about abiding in Christ. I mean, she was the better thing, right? It's not that one was, that being busy is a bad thing. I mean, someone had to get the food ready, you know, someone had to plump the pillows. Dust the floor, you know, open the drapes for Jesus. I mean, he was coming over for lunch. I mean, what would you and I do, right?
Yes.
But, you know, he said, come sit with me, right? I want to spend time with you. I want to be present with you as much as you want to sit at my feet. You know, and I think that's just a wonderful, again, example of visual. I'm a visual learner. So when I see examples in scripture of Jesus doing the very thing that I'm probably not doing and not doing very well, he gently invites me to do the same, right? And I think about Lazarus even, right? You know, I've had a season of a lot of funerals, right, as a pastor. And, you need to get the service done. You need to do this and do that. But Jesus, what did he do? He didn't rush past his grief over Lazarus. He wept. Mm-hmm. Probably loved on the family and spent time with them. And let's talk about memories. I mean, I know I'm kind of like super
nosy,
you gots, but he didn't rush past the grief. He was present, and he showed emotion as well. I mean, you know, and the one thing that I love in the examples of Jesus is that he didn't balk at interruptions.
Yeah. I would love to just stop there for a second. Especially when you're talking about the kids and that that scripture that actually captures that moment. We notice how Jesus is often there's these sacred moments that happen and it looks like an interruption. And so I wonder in your own ministry, how have you experienced these moments that something unexpectedly happens, but it becomes holy ground? None of us like interruptions. At least if you're like, man, it's like a planner.
And yet they're part of life, right?
Yes.
Part of life. And I can tell you, and I think I love, you know, the holy ground visual there. An interruption is a sacred moment.
Yes.
I mean, maybe not all of them. You know, sometimes people just want to shoot the breeze and that's okay too, right? But I often am reminded or have to allow the Holy Spirit to nudge me and say, hey, Sabrina, this is a divine moment I'm giving you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for this moment. I mean, I'll just give you a quick example. Yesterday, it was pouring rain here in Toronto. It was miserable weather. And I had a lot of things to do. And I went to the drugstore to pick something up. And as I'm standing in line, I see this senior citizen that I haven't seen in many years. And I'm like, I can't not say hello to her, right? Because she's probably going to see me. And, you know, so I said hi to her. And what should have been maybe 2 minutes, that's 25 minutes, right? Yes. At the direct door. And then she followed me to the car and the conversation continued. But I thought, oh, Lord, okay, Holy Spirit, here is a holy interruption.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was sweet, you know. And I made a decision at that time, and just to be in that moment with her, because clearly she wanted to talk. She wanted to show me, you know, pictures of her life on her phone. And I had other things to do. But at that moment, Jesus brought that woman into my life.
Right.
And she gave me an encouraging, you know, word. And so it's not really about interrupting the schedule.
Yes.
We as believers could see all those interruptions, as you said, holy ground. I think we would respond, not just respond, we would receive them differently. We will receive them and then respond differently, right?
Totally. Because there's people listening right now that are like, oh, yes, I know what it means to feel interrupted. Or by that little kid that's like tugging on my mom, 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 mom. Like there's memes about this now.
Absolutely.
Stretch thin, you want to just go, go, go. But I think we're all longing for this kind of presence and maybe don't know where to start. So what would that practicing presence look like in everyday life? Like you made room for that person. What are maybe little steps we could take to get to a healthier place?
And I think perhaps saying it and looking at it internally as reframing the interruption as an invitation, right? Right? Like, I'm not going to see this as an interruption. This is an invitation to go deeper with this person for 2 minutes or 25 minutes, right? And I think if we're going to practice this in everyday life, I think the first thing we say is, Holy Spirit, bring those interruptions. And show me as much as you want to show that person that you are present with us. Because it's not just about Sabrina giving her time, right?
Right. Of course not. Yes.
No.
Well, there's something that happens. It changes your inner self when you do that.
Right? Absolutely. Yes. And if you're talking about practical things, put your phone down. Right. So maybe the first thing is inviting the Spirit to teach you and give you these moments. And he will. He absolutely will. Sometimes I want to say, slow down, Lord. You do have other things to do. You know, it's putting the phone down, even with your spouse or your child or your coworker or whatever it is. And just, even if the conversation isn't spiritual, right? Because not every, every conversation is spiritual, but being present is.
Yeah.
So wow. Even if it is, you know, you're doing homework with your child or, you know, whatever it may be in a staff meeting or whatever, it's just put the phone down, put the mental to-do list down and just be present. I mean, make eye contact, right? You know, I went to an event a few weeks ago and I had a great time. The person who invited me was great at networking and social, you know, just really, really good. I took great notes just watching how he works the room. But, and this is not a criticism,
rather it is an opportunity for me to observe others so that I can learn. He said hello to me and asked a question. As I was about to answer, he was already to the next thing because he didn't give me eye contact. And I thought, no point, right? Just moving on. So I think those little things matter.
And so I wonder how to cultivate being present with God as well, as that begins to shape us to be present with others.
One of the things I would say is, how can I be fully present with a person if I'm not fully present with God? Right?
I can't.
You know, I cannot expect, I mean, God is present with me, but if I'm rushing it with him, that, you know, that doesn't help. But I think some, allowing God to shape me in that moment and allowing myself to be shaped by God, like to be present with him as he's present with us. Listen, sometimes my time of worship and devotion is just like, wow, where did the time go? It's just, you know, and there are other times where it's like, okay, I got to get going because the next thing is happening. And I've had to stop and say, okay, God, this is our time. The God of the universe is making time for me. You know, I need to make time for him and not be treating him like a to-do list. Or can I give you my to-do list?
Yeah, if it was purely transactional, we're losing out on a depth of relationship with God.
Absolutely. I mean, presence with others, my friend, I think is a natural response of being present with God.
Right.
If I'm not present with God, I cannot be present with others. And if my idea of being present, which would involve, you know, devotional time and in scripture and worship and prayer, but if it's just like, what's in it for me? I'm missing out. I can't go deeper. I'm missing out on what he wants for me. And so when we're grounded in God's presence, which is practice, right? That's a spiritual practice, right? It means I'm less anxious, right? I'm less reactive. I'm more attentive to his voice. I'm comfortable sitting in silence with him. Because sometimes that tendency that I have of being, you know, chatty Sabrina in real life can also be superimposed in my relationship with Jesus, right? I mean, maybe sometimes, yeah, he wants to say, can you just like give it a rest a minute? You know, you're asking me all these things and you're asking me to reveal myself to you, you know, and all of that, but you don't take the time just to sit and allow my spirit to speak to you, right? So, yeah.
I love this so much. I want to close us in something different that I usually don't do in our podcast. But as we close up today, I want our listeners to really lean into the simple invitation so that we would notice this the next time that maybe it won't kind of arrive in the dramatic way, but the next time we have an invitation to an interruption, what would it look like to pause before rushing on? What would it look like to recognize what feels really ordinary that and recognize it as holy ground? I think I'm pulling out the pastor teacher hat right now and giving some homework that maybe being fully present isn't about adding more to our life, but it's awakening to what God is actually already doing right in front of us.
Absolutely.
And so I would invite our listeners just to take a moment in your ordinary everyday life as you may be changing diapers, driving to an appointment, going into the drugstore. Where is God showing up? What's the invitation in that moment? And so I just want to thank you, Pastor Sabrina, for sharing wisdom and stories. It just reminds us to slow down and pay attention. And yeah, really take the time to be present. So thank you so much. I can't wait for our sequel. We're going to have it. I want to hear more of your story.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it's all about, you know, changing our posture, right? Changing our posture.
So true. So true. Thank you so much for being with us.
The Bible can feel overwhelming, confusing, or hard to believe. Scripture Untangled, a new podcast by the Canadian Bible Society, brings you interviews with culture leaders, leaders in ministry, and Bible thinkers to help you be inspired to dive into the Bible and understand it. Listen for free and subscribe to Scripture Untangled on your preferred podcast app. Visit scriptureuntangled.ca for more information.
Thank you for joining See Hear Love with Melinda Esterbrooks. This podcast is a Crossroads Media production. Until next time, always remember, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved by God.